It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome to the resistance. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting it. When we attempt to evaluate its promise, we have to bear in mind the stress of a generation or so-called malcontents, many of them quite gallant and graceful-looking people. The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control, with private hands able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. You feel me? This is controlled and a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert, by secret agreements from ILAT, frequent meetings and conferences. The apex of the system was to be the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world central banks, which were themselves private corporations. Each central bank sought to dominate its government by its ability to control treasury loans, to manipulate foreign exchanges, to influence the level of economic activity in the country, and to influence cooperative politicians by subsequent economic reward in the business world. On all relations to the establishment, not only does it have influence and power to key decision-making decisions at the highest levels of government to apply pressure from above, it also announces and uses individuals and groups for pressure from below to justify the high-level decisions that converted the U.S. from a sovereign constitutional republic into a servile member state of a one-world dictatorship. Oh.
most powerful clique in the CFR group have one objective in common. You want to bring about the surrender of sovereignty and national independence of the United States of America. You want to end national boundaries, racial and ethnic loyalty, supposedly increase business and ensure world peace. What they strive for would inevitably lead to dictatorship and loss of freedoms by we, the people. The Council on Foreign Relations was founded for the purpose of promoting disarmament and submergence of the U.S. sovereignty and national independence into an all-powerful one-world government. The New World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. But in the end, around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Welcome to the New World Order. How does this go? We are grateful for the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose dictators have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 60 years now. This was written in 1991.
Feel me?
It would have been possible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to flights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. What? Gradual shaping of a community of developed nations would be a realistic expression of our emerging global consciousness. Concentration on disseminating scientific and technological information would reflect a more functional approach to advanced power. The outlook would gradually replace the institutionalized religious, ideological, and intensely rational perspective that dominated modern society. And the ten horns, which thou sawest, are ten kings, which have received no power as of yet, but received power as kings. 1 hour with the beast. These have one in mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Those who cast votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. You feel me? Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. There is no such thing at this state of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. The business of journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright. We are the tools of rich men behind the scenes. We are jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We're fucking intellectual prostitutes. You're a whore. You are an den of vipers and thieves. I intend to rout you out. And by the grace of the eternal God, I will root you out. I am ready with the screws to draw every tooth. And then the stumps. Welcome to the resistance.
Peace. And welcome to this edition of the Sentinels of Truth. I'm your host, Eric Spitfire, along with Jamie McNichol and Bill Grant, the fearsome threesome going on right here. I see Doom is online. I haven't seen him in a while. I know he's been offline. Maybe we can snicker him into coming on too. How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, good evening. Good evening. It's always a pleasure to look forward to these Wednesday night episodes because it's more than a ritual for me. This is to get away from all the madness that's currently going on in the world. Just some news that's on the forefront here in Australia. It is a complete mess at the moment. At least 5 states that we know is currently under lockdown. Over 12 million people of Australia is in lockdown. Adelaide yesterday were on the brink of a lockdown. Luckily, for now, we're not under lockdown, but we do have restrictions. Now, check this out. No cases here in Adelaide, but yet we've got COVID restrictions, which means if you're out in public or in a public transport or in the shopping center, it is, I quote, highly recommended to wear a mask. Now, here's the thing. People got to understand the difference between highly recommended and mandatory. It is not mandatory to wear a mask. It's highly recommended to wear a mask. But they will get you in their dialogue and they will bend it any which way they can to force a, quote-unquote, a fine on you for not wearing a mask. Some are facing up to $1,500. Some, in some areas, it's $5,000 for not wearing a mask. But here's the thing. I said it many weeks ago on here. A mandate can only be powered by the majority complying. Without the compliance from the general population, the mandates cannot work. So my standpoint, and I've always said this since last January, early February last year, don't comply because it's not a law, it's a mandate. But the people going around here in Adelaide and around Australia, because the Prime Minister of Australia has now made it, and he's quote, anyone, no matter what age you are, can get the AstraZeneca vaccine, no matter what age you are. But you've got some of these state leaders here in Australia are going against what the Prime Minister is saying. Say, don't get the AstraZeneca, wait for the Pfizer vaccine. So Australia is currently in a massive turmoil, but here's the kick. The school holidays are right here on our doorstep. Every time when there's a major holiday, where it's a school holiday, Anzac Day, which to pay your respect to the armed forces, Australia Day, which is like you guys in America, Independence Day, Christmas, Easter, all that, any time when there's a holiday coming up, they extend the emergency state measures, which is currently in place with COVID, but they extend it. And they keep ramping up the restrictions and they keep ramping up the lockdown. Like I said, 5 states currently in Australia are currently under lockdown right now. How long for? God knows. But it's winter here in Australia. You've got to expect people to get sick. I'm not saying COVID. I'm saying get the flu. But I am glad that I'm here because I'm escaping from the madness that's currently outside. This is my comfort zone here. This is my security blanket. Like-minded people speak like-minded things, and we're going to expose a lot of stuff tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you hesitated, but yeah, good to be with you guys. Great to be with you guys again, my Sentinel brothers. And we are the Delta, okay? We're the trifecta, okay? So you got the new Delta variant, We're the Delta Deviants, as sometimes I say. We're the trifecta, but you know, that's what they're going for, the trifecta in this scandemic. And, yeah. But again, great to be with you both. You, Jamie, you have, and everybody in chat, and of course the listeners, I kind of mean to say that, but I kind of forget. Sorry about that. I got allergies, but I'm doing good. Skype is good. It should hold tonight. So, yeah. You know, we have a comet, a new comet incoming. We have basically what you've already put up on screen. Well, I know Rev Radio chatters can't, not all of them can see it, but, you know, Rumsfeld, I'll let you guys go into that later.
Well, speaking of the Delta strain, here in Australia, we have a female singer. Her name is Delta Goodrum. If you keep continuing to listen to Delta Goodrum, you are going to get the Delta virus. And I encourage people to lay off listening to her music. It will give you the willies. That's what I'm saying. It will definitely give you the willies. Because, many people, excuse me, got a frog in my throat. Anyway, many people are saying that the Delta strain is not as deadly as the other strain, but it's more contagious. Okay. Stop listening to Delta Goodrum. She is very contagious. Once you get into her music, it's no turning back. You're walking into the dark side. And I'm just saying, if people want to listen to it, then she's listening to it. Me personally, I don't listen to it. She's a pop diva here in Australia. Like, just don't go there. So, Delta Goodrum, I love you for being South Australian and being an Australian, but your music sucks. That's all I've got to say.
Inharmonic, non-harmonic. You know, one thing I'm saying is they were telling people to say, you know, they were saying the propaganda about taking the new shots is play it safe. Get vaccinated again anyway, even if you already had it. I'm saying play it safe. Don't risk getting the stab, the jab. And I had a whole bunch of other variants, but but Eric, you come up with any conclusion? You're still going to mull over what we were talking about possibilities of your future?
You talking about Sunday nights?
Oh, that, well, that too, but no, I mean about ring time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as of right now, we got the Golden Gloves coming up and got a couple fighters in that. So that's my main focus right now is at the end of July is the Golden Gloves, which is a pretty big deal. So I'm focusing on the fighters right now. We'll see where we go with that, though. We'll see how
healthy. You're a tough battling, man. You look like you're in good shape.
Do you want to start at the top of the show by saying that we've got a new show coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, we got a new new time slot, so we'll be on Sundays from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sunday nights, Eastern Standard Time. Right here on Revolution Radio, the number one listener subscriber station in the world. So we got a second night, and then also in that night, you got The Watchmen, and then you also got Stephen Crawford. So
still, he's back.
Killer shows on Sunday. We kind of own Sundays now. We'll be gobbling days up with that lineup. And we'll be mixing and matching, as always, with those two. So, yeah, what an awesome lineup on Sunday.
Oh, wait. So, you're on A or you're on B Sunday nights?
Good question. Let me double check that.
Because
on B, let me double check.
Okay. Because Tony used to be on A, but he's got two nights. He's got Tuesday. And then the Canadian show, the weekend version of, the UFO show, Spaced Out. What the hell is it called now? I can't think of it. Wait, Sunday. Yeah, in other words, it'll technically be Monday, right? Or is it
That'll be Studio B, correct. That'll be B.
Is it really Monday, though, or is it like Sunday in the AM?
Sunday in the AM.
Oh, okay. You'll be going against Solaris then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, another great show. You know, like you got Maggie on B right now, and I always want to listen into her shows. You can always see us. Kind of, we listen in a little bit. We're like, what, really? Exchange of great, great freaking information.
Now, I do want to say something. I know you guys do care about what I've got to say, but majority of the other people probably won't. A lot of people will say, we don't care what goes on in Australia. Hey, you guys gave up your gun, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. All right. The point of the matter is, we're all in it together. No matter which country we live in, we're all facing criminal government, no matter how big or small that government may be. The people, you, me, Joe Blow, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, we're the people. We voted these cronies into government in one way, shape, or form. If you, well, here in Australia, it's compulsory to vote once you turn 18 years of age. But if you vote in America or vote in England or whatever, we voted these puppets into power so they can monopolize their power onto us. It's like a reverse reaction. Yeah, we got policies. Policies, policies, but yet as soon as they get in, stab you in the back, take your money. This current situation that we are facing right now, America, you guys are reopening up again. Why? Oh, it's summer. We just had summer here in Australia not long ago. Everything was currently back to normal. But now we're in the middle of winter. Everything is shut down again, lockdown, restriction. I said this many months ago on this program, this open, shut them, restrictions, lockdown. It's going to go on for the next 7 years, possibly even more. They're going to throw out this strain here, this strain there. Last November here in Adelaide, Australia, South Australia, we had one person who was the medical chief officer claim that we were the only place in the world that had a pizza box strain. You know what she did? She locked down South Australia for 3 days, the whole entire state, because she believed that you can get the virus from opening up a pizza box. We had a pizza box strain here last November. Not long ago, I mentioned here, if you went to the football here in Adelaide, you couldn't touch the football because she believed if you touched the football, you were going to get the COVID. They are making up all these strains. They're grabbing and reaching for straws now. They are panicking because people are fighting back. Like I said, the only way a mandate can be powered if you get the majority of the people to comply. Other than that, there's no power behind their mandate. There's nothing. You can stick and fight back their corruption. You can stand up and fight back against their BS. You can stand up and fight and say, hey, you know, are you my GP? Are you there to protect my health or am I there to protect my health? Which way is it? Right? Here in Australia, every shopping centre is now going back to panic buying toilet paper. I thought this was a respiratory problem, not a gastric problem. So why the hell are people buying toilet paper? By the truckload, not the trolley load, which is a shopping cart in America. They are walking out the door in truckloads of toilet paper. We saw it last year here in Revolution Radio. And it might have been a joke when they were panic buying toilet paper last year. On eBay, they were selling one roll of toilet paper for $250,000. It was a joke, but you get my point. People are panic buying toilet paper. people are wearing masks while they're driving alone in their own vehicle. It is madness. So when people say, oh, we don't really care, Jamie, about Australia because you gave up your guns. Well, let me say this, just to finish my point. Most of Australian people didn't even own a gun when they brought the gun control here in Australia. And it wasn't Port Arthur that started the gun control. It was 1987 in the state of Victoria where they had two massacres 4 months apart from each other. The state leader of that time, gun control back in 1987. You know why it didn't fall through? Because 40,000 of Victorians protested against it. But when Port Arthur happened in 96, what changed? Why didn't the people stand up? Because they knew it was too late. The government already had it in place since 1987, gun control. But here's the thing. Majority of the people of Australia didn't own a gun. Hell, I didn't own a gun. Hell, I was the young little kid in 87. I was a teenager in 96 when Port Arthur happened. I didn't own a gun.
And you had nothing to do with that. Like paying reparations. I didn't have no slaves. I had nothing to do with that.
Right, right. Exactly. But we're wage slaves.
Right.
So can we just stop saying, oh, Australia gave up their guns? Well, I'm Australian, as many people know. I didn't give up my rights. I didn't own a gun. But people are saying, oh, but it stopped you from getting a gun. No, it didn't. It didn't. Oh, okay, it did in one way. It stopped me from getting these high powerful weapons that they make it. But I can still go and get a gun. But do I need one right now? Well, that's a million-dollar question. I'd rather fight with my fists and headbutt them.
Wait, you got to weigh the options, gun or toilet paper? Toilet paper or gun?
Well, let me finish up on this point. Last night I made a status on my Facebook, and I'm saying, has anyone got a spare Yellow Pages phone blowing around? And some people said, why, Jamie? Why do you want a Yellow Pages? I want to dial the number while I'm wiping my bottom now, because I want to turn the Yellow Pages into Brown Pages, because if people are buying toilet paper from the wayside now, as always, you will need to rip up the Yellow Pages phone book or the White Pages. Hell,
you might Nicholson need a eloquent with his words.
Yeah.
I want to turn White Pages to Brown Pages. Yeah. Can't make this shit up, folks.
So this is how I go with my normativity. There's madness out the front doorstep. Every corner that I walk currently right now, people are wearing masks, they're panicking and all that. The only way I can keep myself quote unquote normal is have a joke about it. Turn the White Pages into Brown Pages, or turn Yellow Pages into Brown. Yeah, well, some things like that. And it breaks the whole momentum of the panic and all that. Yeah, I do get some death stares. I get people to say words that I can't mention here on radio. But you get it. I am a very sense of humor. I'm trying to turn a negative into a positive in most of my daily life. But being right here on Revolution Radio with you guys, this is my comfort zone every Wednesday, because the madness that currently outside my four walls here, it is chaos. You guys, they've got all these different pop-ups, not just vaccination pop-ups, but COVID testing. There is a miles-long traffic going into these quote-unquote drive-through testing sites. It's out in the open underneath the big canopy tent. You can put cars underneath it, right? There's miles-long traffic built and bulked up for miles getting a COVID test or getting the vaccination, right? They've got the pop-ups everywhere now. Now, before they put the restrictions in place, here in South Australia, and in other cases, the other states, been put into lockdown, they have been pushing so much. You must get your jab. You must. Hell, it's not even compulsory to get vaccinated. But here's the breaking news, and we'll get into what we want to talk about. This week, the Prime Minister of Australia has now made it a federal law here in Australia. If you work in the aged care facility, everyone that is working in aged care, it is compulsory to get vaccinated. It's the law. Now, he has stamped it and he's made it approval. So if you're working in an aged care facility, it is compulsory. Now,
so they're just going to go ahead and ignore the whole Nuremberg Code and just bypass that? War crime. I don't know how they get away with that.
But here's the thing.
Well, yes, I do. But
how far would this go? We mentioned it here many, many times. Would that turn into any job that you are employed in would be compulsory to work? Because what they will have to do then, it changed the workplace agreement, rewrite it, restructure it. Also, the Occupation Health Safety Act will have to change. And most important, if you want to go to the ombudsman because you've been fired and mistreated unfairly because of the vaccination, the ombudsman will then have to rewrite their legislation to say if you are not vaccinated, therefore you lose your job, we can't support you. So everything will have to be rewritten. And this is where it's going to come, folks. I mean,
it'll be a vaccinations, basically. Show me your papers. Show me your papers. Yep. You're vaccinated. Next, it's going to come the chip. It's pretty obvious where we're headed. Yeah.
Right. Show me your magnet.
It is. And now we're talking about, it's the spreading and that. Well, I believe this Delta strain, and we had a report that came out from India.
Before we go in the Delta strain, I'm curious. I'm part of this movement here. I'll Mask Our Children. This is just in Michigan, 5,400 and growing, about getting the masks off our kids. What's the rules for the children over there in Australia?
Not as much as bad as what you guys are. I mean, most of the children around here, they're walking freely because what they are trying to do here in Australia is trying to target the younger adults, which is the Generation Z and the millennials, because they believe that generation are the ones that go out to parties a lot. They're the ones that socialize the most. They're the ones that want to hang out more with the social mob, right? So when it comes to children, however, they're not really focusing on that. Now, what I'm saying is,
we got our kids in masks, and then people are, what you can see here, kids going out in masks to council meetings, to school meetings, and that's making changes by doing that. Look at this. You can't make this up. People
Still there? You broken up, Eric? You still there?
I don't see him.
Yeah.
I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah.
But Jamie, you have that other issue with I don't know who it was, a military. All right, you're back. Yeah.
Just to finish this insanity off right here. I'm going to bring Doom in a sec.
That a ball, that a school ball. Well, the graduation.
We're going to bring this back. So people are, they can't see that are on Revolution Radio. These couples are dancing back to back with masks on. This is insane right here, right? Doesn't get more insane. But this is.
But opposite couples end up facing each other, right? Like practically head slamming.
Look at this. That's the. people are dancing back to back at prom. That was just insane. Anyway, great group, and this is how you can you can make change for real. You got to go on your freaking local level. Here we go. Governor Whitmer recommends masks for school for kids next year. Why? Kidding me? Anyway, lots of great info. Let's bring Doom in.
Yeah.
And Jake, we'll finish off on what you're talking about, the this next variant coming, which literally translates into sleep. God.
Yeah, right. Delta wave.
Delta literally translates into sleep. Can't make this. Yeah, folks.
You were about to say something to me about, what were you about to say?
Yeah, you have, what was it, a military general, or you have the head of something that basically declared you're going to have to, everyone is going to be forced to take the shot anyway. That's what's coming. And, you know, that's the one that slipped up and said, he slipped up and basically said, hey, Doom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We'll go back to it later.
Bill, you're talking about the head of state or the governor general. You're talking about someone from that department here in Australia. That, yeah, of course, it's going to be everyone here in Australia, and predominantly around the world. Everyone will be forced in one way, shape, or form to get the jab. No questions asked. No money back guarantee too, because there's some companies out there are making a profit. They are making a profit for their jobs. And there are some places and some vaccination sites where you get your jab, you gotta pay to get the Pfizer or the AstraZeneca or the Moderna.
Yeah, they're giving away vacations here, man. Disney World trips to Disney World and such. Doom, great to have you back on. Long time no see.
Hey, thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Hey, my bad. You know what? You guys remember I was out on the road a couple times that I was on with you out in a motel while I was doing work for a company here in Montana. That temporary job has come to an end, and now I am trying to I'm trying to get out here and get back into what I do best. Research, video making. Well, probably research number one, video making. Kind of sucks. You know what I mean?
Put a video up, it gets struck now. I mean, that's just it's par for the course. Our last one, guys, got struck, of course. I mean, it's a joke now. You just keep creating stations and putting it up.
So Doom, is everything reopening back up again, man, in your area? Because here where I am, man, we're going back into lockdown. So just want to give an update to the listeners out there.
Oh, you guys are going, what, you're in Australia? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, I'm in Australia.
It's pretty much, it's like the calm, it's everything is seemingly going back to normal.
It's the calm before the storm. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things that are going on, and I'm doing a lot of research right now into the Wayback Machine and the World Economic Forum that has obviously has evidence behind it dating back in probably long before the 90s. But the Wayback Machine has them down from 1998, and some very interesting corporations are in collaboration with the World Economic Forum that I find are very questionable. I mean, when you have corporations like Nestle, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and all these corporations that are involved in water privatization, and you don't care about your fellow human beings. You know what I mean? You care about extracting money for your corporate greed. So now, why is the World Economic Forum in league with these corporations? What is the truth in this, in all of this?
I'm so glad you brought this up, because we did a couple shows going in depth on that. I mean, that is a rabbit hole that you jump into, and the spider webs that branch off if you go to the World Economic Forum are, it's insanity. It like branches. Right. It's every, I researched it for like freaking 24 hours straight. I couldn't stop watching and just looking. Coronavirus is already in here. Wait a minute. Coronavirus has been in here for years. You know, I mean, and the corporations, of course, attached, and so many other things. It's all right there in the World Economic Forum. Go ahead.
Right. Well, when you look at it, it's really interesting that somehow this whole COVID situation has been the springboard that the World Economic Forum needed to implement their global agenda. So the whole thing is if you really look at it, they have been planning this for the longest. And then when their plans are going along the way they want them to, and all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Hey, COVID-19 comes out, and oh, now we can start coming out with all of our global agenda plans. I should say that there have been other agenda plans we've been reviewing for the longest: Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Those are just some of the things that the sustainable development movement, you know, that the bywords that are going to put a lot of us in some very precarious positions here in the near future, I do believe. But yeah, this whole World Economic Forum has been a very, very interesting thing to be researching here. And I could share with you my screen. I got tons and tons of stuff that I have been saving and going over. And one of them, like I said, the corporations that have been in league with the World Economic Forum dating back into the 90s and the early 2000s. And these corporations are all about making the top dollar. These corporations don't care about you. Why? If you're all about, you're promoting this peace and goodwill towards man, and you're in league with corporations that could care less about their fellow man. What's really indicated here by all this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now. First, I know you know as well, but economic is about what? Money. So money is goes to what? The World Bank. The World Bank, and then the people that run the World Bank and where they put their money and so on, the Swiss banks, now moved over to the Cayman Islands or wherever. And, of course, the Pope and the Vatican and the whole bit. But I know you really know, but...
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say that this is more of a, we know the answer, but it's more of a rhetorical question for everybody to ask themselves what's really indicated here. Because if they don't ask themselves, all they're hearing us talk, start asking yourself, what is really going on here? And seek out the answers, and you come to our channels, and you may just get the answers that you don't want, but that's the facts. Go ahead.
Exactly. Because before the pandemic hit last year, many people around the world were focusing on North Korea and Russia and China. Oh, they've got nuclear weapons. World War III is about to happen. Well, sorry to burst a bubble. What we're currently going through right now is World War III. It's the economic war and a medical biological war currently going on right now. It's going to get nasty. There's going to be bloodshed. There's going to be all of that. But currently, right now, as we speak, we've got an economic warfare and we've got a medical, biological, all that type of warfare. Because the Economic World Forum came out with this great reset. You're supposed to own, but be happy.
Well, you know, I'd like to share with you guys something that I found off of the Wayback Machine when it comes to the World Economic Forum, and I just want to read to you here what they say. Okay, this is dated back. Let me move this out of my way here a little bit. Okay, so we're looking at February 20th, 1999. And the Wayback Machine, when it comes to the World Economic Forum.org, goes back to at least 1998. Okay, so read closely exactly what this says. Over the years, this is 1999. So over the years.
Yeah, though, Doom.
Huh?
Are you screen sharing it?
Is it working?
No.
Yeah, I think so. I was looking at something. I didn't know if it was.
That was my screen share of all the different companies involved.
Okay. Okay, let's try it again. So how about that? Can you guys see it now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So as we could tell, this is from 1999. So if they're saying this in 1999, over the years, the annual meeting. So in 1999, you're saying this. That means that you've been doing this for years. So over the years, the annual meeting of the members of the World Economic Forum in Davos has become the world's global business summit.
You guys can see it? I still can't see it.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting. Community is up there.
Interesting.
At the annual meeting, 1,000 top business leaders, 250 political leaders, and 250 foremost academic experts in every domain, including many Nobel Prize winners and some 250 media leaders, come together to shape the global agenda. Excuse me, did they invite any of you, us little peons, to be involved in the shaping of the globe that we all are going to be living on? Mm-hmm. Of course not. This is all a private select group that is planning your future, everybody. That's exactly what this is telling you. Shape the global agenda. Have any of you been have they conferred with you about what future you want for yourself? Of course
not. I didn't get the memo. I mean, did you guys get the memo?
I didn't get a memo. But I didn't get a memo.
I don't get the memo.
But guys, think of this though. I mean, every domain, and go back and think about the word human domain. Remember the human domain?
Sure. That was off of the Jade Helm 15 or Jade Helm 15, right?
Yeah, exactly. Things like that, right?
Yeah.
And the training cities. Yeah, but that it was included in the training cities, the mock cities they had designed to have the military fight all of the people. Everybody.
Sure. Yeah, it wasn't conquering the human domain. It was something the human domain. What the exact was that quote?
Yeah, I forgot.
But I did too. I did too. It will come to me because, you know what, somewhere in my plethora of secret pockets of documents, I have that somewhere. So it's not mastering
yes.
The human domain? Mastering.
You know why? You know why master is the key word? Because it's the masters that are running the show here. Keep that That's in right. mind for the people listening.
And I wonder if all of the stuff that we've seen, do you remember all of the, so Jade Helm, but that wasn't the only thing that we saw. Do you remember all of the training exercises of the helicopters that were in cities and they were doing these exercises? And one of them was very interesting. They were collecting individuals. And you remember single file line, and they were walking them back to trucks, and that was an exercise.
Yeah.
How does that tie in to what is going on now and going to be coming up in the future?
And that's, you know, what else they had drone routes. In other words, it was almost like a train of drones in certain areas doing military training, almost like they were tracking people and finding their paths and, you know, seeking them on their path in escape.
Sure, sure. Mm. And you know, with the whole systems that we have now with cell phone towers and the whole 5G and all that other stuff, that's probably exactly what they're going to be using to assist them in their efforts of rounding up people that they want to round up.
Right. Now, Dan, I've got a specific question. Did the Economic Forum used to be a different name before they changed over to World Economic Forum? Because there was a symbol. I'm only saying this. There was a symbol before the World Economic Forum made their global symbol identical to what it is now.
Okay, to answer that question, I do not have an answer. One is that I either have not looked back far enough yet, not saying I won't, but I'm saying yet I have not come across anything of what you're asking.
I'm going.
Go ahead. No, please go ahead.
Because I'm going. Yeah. I'm going back to that first line that you just showed, like they've been doing this for over many years.
Sure.
Now, how long has the Global Economic Forum been in existence?
Well, okay, so the thing is we can only go as far back as the Wayback Machine has been keeping records. So the thing is we only have into the 1990s. So if 1999, we have this the screenshot, they actually tell you here over the years, the annual meeting. So when you say years, does that mean 10, 20? Does it say that they have any other name? Well, I'll tell you this. What I can show you, and we will get into in a moment, is that a lot of these, there is a lot of subsets or little branches onto the Wayback Machine to a lot of different other sites. And why isn't the hell this coming up? Oh, here it goes. Sorry, it's a little slow. But take a look at this. This is Wayback Machine. I put it in a PDF form. Annual meeting. And this one here was, again, from 1999. Community building, members and constituents, competitiveness. Oh, look at all of these things right here. Foundation, documentation.
Huh? Remember the word trustees.
Oh, of course. Guess what that means about a trustee is that you could be in possession of property, but as long as there's someone who's appointed a trustee, they have complete autonomous control over the property that you own. And we've already seen that when it comes to like agencies like the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Park Rangers, is that they say on their websites, yes, it may be public lands, but we exercise your rights for you. And a trustee is exactly that. Who do you go to if there needs to be any improvements on your property? The trustee or the landlord. And when you put somebody in a trusteeship, guess what? They are now essentially the landlord. And these trustees, 20, look at that magic number one. Remember Agenda 21? Trustees 21. Ooh, that's pretty interesting in itself. Yeah. But not only that, I got to see all this. This is all the stuff that I collected from the Wayback Machine and from WeForum. One of them, let's take a look at this WeForum report. Committed to improving the state of the world. Again, I want to reiterate that they did not. They did not ask me my opinion on anything. So they're only going by what they want.
I missed that one.
Exactly. The memo was not provided to me.
Yeah, it just, again.
Sure. Can we share this in the chat so I can share it on screen? Because for some reason, I'm not seeing it. I try to see it, and I can only see it like tiny, like minimized. It's, I don't understand.
I don't know why. You guys are all seeing it, right? But
let's see it.
I see it across the screen. Yeah.
Our intellectual backbone, shaping the industry agenda, shaping the regional agenda, shaping the global agenda, annual meeting of the new champions of 2009. Just look at all of the, this is from them. The World Economic Forum is an independent international organization committed to improving the state of the world by engaging leaders in partnerships to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. Again, I want to reiterate about these corporations that are involved. They are some very shady characters, whether they be Nestle, whether they be Coca-Cola, whether they be DuPont, 3M. And let me just show you the corporations that are involved here. And this comes from them themselves. Okay. Wayback Machine, Strategic Partners, August 14th, 2011. And here we go. From A to Z. Adobe Systems, Aetna, Agility, Alcoa. Isn't it interesting with this whole COVID-19, all of a sudden cans are not made out of aluminum anymore?
Yeah.
And Alcoa is part of this. What do they specialize in? Aluminum foil? Aluminum production? Exactly. Bain & Company. Is that Bain Capital? I don't know. Let's see. Booz Allen Bain. Hamilton. Exactly. Okay. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That right there. If they're involved already, there's big questions and red flags involved for me. Booz and Company.
Tim, drop Chevron. So I can share it. So when I re-upload it, people can see it on YouTube.
To do what now? What do you want me to do?
Drop me the link so I can screen share it because like I can't see it.
I don't have a link. These are all that I have saved.
Can you copy and paste?
Can I copy? And
I don't know.
You're good.
I just know it's not going to share when I re-upload this.
Deutsche Bank.
I'm going to save my station from getting a strike. Go ahead.
Dow Chemical, DuPont, Ernst & Young. And you guys remember Ernst & Young was one of the corporations that was involved in the whole Sandy Hook fiasco where they allegedly employed an individual by the name of Ryan Lanza. Sure he did.
We did a show
and I played we need to talk about Sandy Hook.
I played
on YouTube and YouTube let it go through the whole
it went through the whole entire thing
and got it then got a strike, but a lot of people had a chance to see that would have never seen it that are way different opinions. We took one for the team.
We saw your performance in there, by the way. Good performance.
Thank you. I want to say this. It didn't get strike for the actual documentary. It got strike for hate speech. Now, there's no such thing as hate speech, right? In real terms here, in reality terms, there's no such thing. The thing is, if YouTube had a problem with that documentary that we showed on Southern Truth, which is my YouTube channel, they would have pulled it instantly, but they didn't.
You can't find it anywhere on YouTube. It's not there. it doesn't exist.
It's on BitChute, though. It is on BitChute.
Right, BitChute, but not YouTube. Nothing.
No. We played... Just let me finish. We played that whole thing on a live stream on the YouTube channel.
Right.
It didn't even get taken down. You were asking me questions every 5 to 10 minutes, Eric. Is it still going? Is it still live? It was.
Gone now.
It's gone. I got an email from YouTube, right? 10 hours after the broadcast. Right. Now, it got...
I've gotten emails from YouTube 3 years after I made a video.
I know what you mean. Right. The Virginia shooting, that's what cost me my channel. Yeah. And it was months and months after the event happened.
And those are getting even allowed to talk about. But we are on Revolution Radio. We can talk about anything. And we'll be back in 2 and 2, live on the Sevens of Truth.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive. But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Already. Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
For years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back.
Spitfly sets. Live on Revolution Radio. Every Wednesday. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hear the death call. It's my time. It's closer. Don't want to live life. Living lies like a poser. I thank God for my girl cousin chosen. I got to play my cards right live like it's poker. Not ashamed of my life or my death. I'm living in his promises. The Bible says it well. Fighting in the mind. I keep revival in myself. I want to know the Lord, not just survival from a living hell. And we are back live on Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world. Keep Free Radio Live. We have a special appearance by Professor Doom. We're going over the World Economic Forum, one of my favorite topics. And later on, after we're checking out Doom's Wayback Machine info, go into the World Economic Forum a little bit and show you these spider webs we're talking about. Continue on, Doom.
Yeah, so... I just want to ask, I was looking through that list that you were showing. I didn't see the clear reason for that.
I noticed the National Bank of Kuwait on that list.
Yeah.
For one, and Manpower Group.
Yeah.
Which I have my own little story about. I guess Doom is in the background.
Muted. Is he muted? Or?
Oh, I am muted. What the heck? I was muted. I'm sorry. I did have a phone call come in from my girlfriend, and I muted it to talk to her while we're on commercial break. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right.
So here's the interesting thing about this list, everybody. Keep in mind this one, is that this list is dated from 2011. So this is not even an updated list of what I'm sure is a much more detailed listing now. And a heck of a lot more corporations would be listed on the updated one compared to this one from 2011. So some of the corporations, like you were mentioning, the National Bank of Kuwait, and again, Nestle, and then there's Pepsi, and there's Omnicom, and all these other ones, the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, Novartis. We know that as a, what is that, a pharmaceutical company, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I do believe it is. And here's the thing I want you guys to remember this. Morgan Stanley, do you guys remember World Trade Center 7? And it was the only building not to have been hit by jack crap.
Right.
And seven floors were inhabited by Morgan Stanley Corporation. And of course, what do we know is that Morgan Stanley, it was once a part of the whole J.P. Morgan. That's where the whole Morgan part comes in.
As long as you're on Building 7, we talked about this guy a little earlier. We might as well get it out of the way.
Well, a battleship fell out of the sky on top of it, and that battleship was one of the new flatter bottom designs.
Sure. And just flat.
They started making them out of lead at that time also. I mean, I don't know if you guys know about that. I mean, you know, that's why it landed so flat.
Sure. Right. Mm. And the thing is that that building could not have gone down without somebody saying something, but yet of course there were people that were saying things and they mysteriously wound up dead. But the thing is that Morgan Stanley surely had to have either been in on it or have been notified of what was going to happen for them to be on board for what happened. So that's another interesting collaboration of a corporation that definitely has some skeletons in their closet. Merck is another pharmaceutical corporation. McKinsey and Company, if you guys don't know what that is, there was a group called Six Companies that was part of the Hoover Dam construction, one of them that was the Bechtel Corporation. And this was a byproduct of one of the Six Companies, and that was McKinsey and Company that was involved with. One of them was the guy Kaiser Permanente? Well, Kaiser was building ships after he was involved in the whole Hoover Dam construction. McKinsey and Company was also one of those corporate companies that was involved in the Hoover Dam construction.
Yeah, well, don't forget the Hoover Dam was also secretly part of the nuclear program, you know, the nuclear development program. So tie that into there somehow, too.
Sure, of course.
You know, someday, I mean, they don't have to do it now, but
No, I don't think that we have enough time to fully incorporate all of the information that would definitely raise some eyebrows for everybody.
Oh, no way. Have you gone through all these? So you click one of these here, right?
I can't. One of these. See, this is the picture.
Subsection, global issues. This is the one of the biggest interest, I would say, right now, is this one right here. So any of these squares you click, and you get this huge spider web.
Yeah. All these
different things that branch out of COVID-19. And each one of these squares that I showed you earlier has a spider web like that. Have you gone into this, Doom? This is insane.
I have looked at just, before, like I said, when you have tons of stuff to investigate, there are just some things that have to take the back burner at the moment. And yes, I did see that.
Look at this one. The media's role during COVID-19. And that branches out into some other stuff.
Well,
and
sure.
You go at that branches out into some other stuff. It's insane. All this off one little square, which is COVID-19.
Here we go.
All showing you it was planned.
There's so many things here. I'm using a magnifying glass to look at my screen.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
So let me zoom here. Let me zoom for you guys here. Wait a minute. Hold on. So when you look at the communities right here, so I'm on Strategic Partners. Okay. So let me just run back up here real quick. Just one quick second. So if you look, this is the way back.
Are you still screen sharing? Why can I not see this?
I don't know.
Not now. Right now, there's nothing.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go back. Yeah. Let me go back. There we go. Okay, can you guys see? There we go.
They can.
Okay. So if you look, as I said, these are the branches on the Wayback Machine for the website at that time. And this one here is 20th December. Well, I mean, it's 2010 to 2021. Anyway, so as I said, if you look down here, and this is just a screenshot, everybody, this is just a screenshot. So I can't click on any of these hyperlinks to go anywhere. But if you take a look of these people who are involved right here, we are on the section of strategic partners. Okay.
Okay. I got it on a little tiny screen. Now I can see it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So the community section right here, industry partners, foundation members, global growth companies, risk response network, technology pioneers, Schwab Foundation, Young Global Leaders, Global Agenda Councils, Women Leaders and Gender Parity, and Global University Leaders Forum. Okay, so when you go to the Wayback Machine and you start clicking on some of these, which I have, it starts to get very interesting when you look at the global growth companies, when you look at the Global Agenda Councils. These are just some of the interesting things that you see when you click on these links through the Wayback Machine. Global Competitiveness Report, global blah, 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 blah. Annual meetings of 2011. What were they talking about? Economic growth, environmental sustainability, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And you just look at this about us, global leadership, all this good stuff. There you go.
It's Klaus again, Schwab again.
Of course. Oh, Schwab. Yeah, he's you freaking big headed son of a whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just one small little piece that we have. And you remember you were talking about the here, let me just show you. Do you remember you're talking about you push on a button and I took the picture right here? And here it is. You click on one of the roles, right? Again, like I said, there's when you're doing research. You only got two eyes and two hands. So a lot of times some things have to just be put on the back burner while you go through and get to this part. And I was leaving this for later, a later investigation, but the Wayback Machine is right now has been my mainstay as far as getting all the information I need on these freaking freaks.
What's the, did you count the number around that round table? That's a round table around a table of seven.
This one might here?
Might be 52. That would be a significant number. 99, 72. I'm just curious as to how many little...
I did not get into, you know, making any kind of count, one, because that would have taken time on my part, which it seems like I'm very short on time with all the stuff I've been getting into right now. But I will do that because that is a pretty interesting thing to bring up is the count. What is the count?
I don't know. And it reminds me of an iris as well, of course, like the Illuminati eye a little bit. It may be nothing. It may be important.
Right. Yep. There's just all kinds of let's take a look at the economic report, the annual report from 2010 and 11. And you go through and here, we got it all. It's all right here. Just read. Do you know how much reading would be involved in all of these documents that I've accumulated? It's just, it leaves you with no time to do anything.
Right.
The other thing that I've been getting into is this whole Glamis calling crap, which I just did some videos on that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. This whole Somerset Belanoff BSery, we just put a nail in the coffin for them here, yesterday. So yeah, it's been challenging coming up with the time to get into all of these things. You know what I mean? It's been a challenge.
Oh, I know what you mean. French fried potatoes.
Governance and leadership. The foundation board, as of June 30th, 2011, Klaus Schwab, Joseph Ackerman. Let me zoom here so you guys can see this? I don't know. I don't even know how to work this crack fracker. But it's all right here. Can you see this at all?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Directors. It's got all the list of the directors involved here. Man, there's so many names here that there's probably going to be some names on here that you guys will be familiar with that I'm not even familiar with. Right. Economic Forum, China, Japan, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's just insanity. Strategic partner.
You need your, facial recognition, software up to date.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all part of it too. The whole facial recognition. Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Let me see. What was this one? I think this one was a pretty interesting one. The future role of civil society. It had some very nice little freaking graphics and doodads and all that other good garbage. Here it is. Here's that special number. Critical driving forces shaping civil society to 2030. Does anybody recognize that number from anywhere?
Yeah, you know what number that is? That's one number before the number that the comet gets the closest to the sun, the new comet incoming that we now cannot use Arecibo telescope anymore to see because they shut that down not too long ago. And mm-hmm. the Hubble happens to be down or something like that. So we'll have to talk about that later, but thank you. Yeah, good point.
And look like Mad Max, the movie, is on number 24.
Yeah. Well, don't
really. No, they got 20.
It is. 24. It really is.
Mad Max.
Mad Max. Four challenging scenarios. Mad Max. Scenarios. Yeah.
Turbulence.
Turbulence and trust deficits. But, you know, bringing up that whole comet thing, and I find it very interesting that you brought that up, especially at a time when we just had a movie that was kind of presented to us, a dystopian overview of a comet that is going to wipe out most of humanity, Greenland, the movie Greenland. And it's interesting you brought up the whole comet thing and you have that movie to watch. And I just watched it 2 days ago. And I found that movie very, very interesting. Yeah. So I think.
Well, I know you're on a roll here, but remember in the, 70s-ish, they had the movie Comet. I believe it was just called Comet. And it was dystopic and everyone was dying, just simply dying, just for the mere appearance of the comet's effect going by.
It was called Night of the Comet. It was called Night of the Comet. Right. And that was where the comet turned everybody into dust. If you look at where their clothing had landed, there was like this rustic looking dust. And there was only like a handful of people that survived, this girl and her sister, all because they were shielded by some kind of lead walls at the time the comet went by. Sure. I do remember the movie and I've watched it probably about 50 times.
But what that tells me isn't not necessarily that a comet is going to do it. It tells me they're looking at the future around that time when everyone's just simply dropping dead, you know,
kind of
mysteriously.
Sure. Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, possibly, but sorry to interrupt your flow here.
No. Hey, you know what? My flow will continue on whether there's a break in it. Because right now I'm in the zone, so it's all good, bud.
Dave, the fourth future context are particularly challenging for civil society actors to consider in light of these shifting roles. Like Mad Max here, raises the spectra of international conflict.
Sure. Yep.
Mad Max.
And again, the whole Agenda 2030 thing from the United Nations. And I've already pointed out that the whole United Nations is centered with this whole World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. So the date 2030 should not be any surprise to anybody when it comes to the two entities, one, we form, and two, the United Nations, because they're all trying to promote and achieve the exact same agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, what's the other word? I know I should know this. I know we all know that. What's all right? So we have Davos, the World Economic Forum. But what's the other main one? We used to be a rumor, and they started. Now we all know about it. What the hell am I?
What sustainability? No.
Maybe it's like.
It's the World Economic Forum.
Like G5 summit. There's one other main secret meeting they used to have now in the open. Maybe I'm just thinking of the G5 summit or seven. What?
It was a G7. It was the something seven.
Sure. Oh, the Berg. What'd you just say, Eric?
Bilderberg.
Yeah, Bilderberg. Sorry, that's what I was trying to remember.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty
go along. See, that's one of the trifectas here.
Ooh, look at this. Go ahead. No, speak.
That's one of the trifectas here. So Davos, the World Economic Forum, and the Bilderberg. That's a main, corner here.
And how old is this, Doom?
This one here is from 2011. And I want you to look very closely at this privatized world section. Okay. So remember, we already talked about all of the corporations that are involved and all of the bad actors. What do they gain by their involvement with the World Economic Forum? Did someone just have a crazy idea, this Charles Schwab? And, hey, how about you, Pepsi? Are you going to be on board with me? How about you, Nestle? How about you, too? Are you going to be? Now, look at if you look at the privatized world section right here, asks, what civil society would do if the corporate sector were the primary actor for the common good? Who in the hell put them in charge to be the common good for us?
Well,
who are
here's
you to
another,
be the stewards of the common good?
Yeah, and here's another thing. You have to remember, one of the things the Illuminati does is give you or their own people the answer in a form of a question.
Well,
you
sure.
Know?
Of course. Maybe I need to point this out to everybody, too, so you guys will remember this little statement by the World Economic Forum. You will not own any property, and you basically will have no rights, but you're going to be happy.
Well, look at that.
Wait a minute. So I don't own my classic muscle car anymore, but I'm going to be happy. Oh, wait a minute. I can't own my own paintings. I can't spend $1 million on paintings because, well, I can't have any personal property. But I'm going to be happy.
You can't make any either, unless you know finger paint.
Sure. So my question then becomes is how in the hell do you know how I'm going to feel behind your corporate's being in charge of the common good?
Because they're going to administer the right drug. That's why.
Well, they're already trying to do that with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Right.
I'm just saying. I mean, when you look at everything in the totality of this, it becomes plain that we're pretty much screwed.
This was 2011. I remember going back a while ago and touching on 2011, 2012. You know, they've had over a decade to get to. Let me know if you guys can share this to get to this. Can you guys see this?
Sure.
It just popped back up.
This is just on COVID-19 alone, all of this. So let's just pick a place to go. How about
Say the word risk. They say the word risk and the word response, like response team in this. That's where we need to focus, because they're going to use response and tracking teams. You know, visions I've seen in the future are of people being literally chased down streets and up paths through mountains by groups of these tyrants. So
why is the media's role during COVID-19 in here? I mean, it's just insane, right? Public policy, governance in COVID-19. So that spreads out to all this stuff.
Right? You know what came to mind? I was just talking to somebody today about a certain movie that we watched, and maybe one of you guys can help me out, but I'm going to quote one of the statements that was made in the movie. She goes, and she was like this half human, half whatever. And she says, you are from the old world. I am from the new.
Oh, what's that from?
Do you remember? And here was the interesting thing about all that is that there were these certain individuals that had like these nano destructive whatever, that if they didn't cooperate or didn't act in the way that they wanted them to, all they had to do was basically push a button and they were terminated. And so I was starting to wonder about these COVID-19, being administered, the vaccine. And is there going to be some time in the future where if people didn't get some act right juice going, they were going to terminate you and they could use some kind of nanobot administered through this vaccine that could basically terminate you?
They've already weakened your immune system by taking it. We had a chance.
Of course.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, one of the top scientists of her generation, telling us that this is a gene therapy and that it's only going to weaken your immune system. So you're already a ticking time bomb. Now you're taking it. We were talking about microchips earlier. You know, now it's show me your papers and get your vaccine. Next, it's microchips. And they have it all mapped out.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying they're going to do this for years.
Look, we go from here. The global governance. I'm going to go over to global governance. Let's see what that.
Oh yeah.
Got a whole nother spider web that comes out of global governance. Oh. Global governance. Control. Should we go to vaccination? All vaccinations have to do with global governance. See what I'm saying? That makes, well, it's, anyway, we'll go to vaccination. A whole nother spider web. Ooh. Comes out. All right. This is seriously, the World Economic Forum has everything. It's your one-stop shop for exactly the mapped-out plan that they've been mapping out for a very long time. I love that you came on, Doom, and shared from the Wayback Machine, you know, a decade ago, they were mapping this out.
Oh, yeah. There's so many little trinkets and gold mines to be found in here.
Digital identity.
It's all of these links that keep taking you all into different directions that is the time consuming part of all this. And you know, when you're trying to make videos and keep everybody updated and all the current events and trying to do research at the same time, they just do not work together.
I should dedicate like a month to just going through these different spider webs, because how does 5G, how does that spawn out of the original COVID-19?
That's the thing we were just talking about. Right.
Well, you know, they want you locked down in your home, everyone telecommuting, and they want doctors they want control of your internal and external chips on the smart grid through 5G, and then they're going to be able to whack you. And they were developing years ago, also from when I was a kid, pain field generators. So they're designed to only cause pain on the pain nerves and so on. Things like that. They're going to have pain electronic fences. And yes, they'll be able to shut you down. They'll see, instead of the Terminator robot coming after you to shoot you with plasma weapons and kill you, they would just be pressing buttons for most of you people.
Right. I mean, those are the cold hard facts. You guys see this here? Internet governance. Yeah.
Of course. You don't get to make a move on the internet without them knowing every move you. Well, that's already been ongoing. But now there's this private entity, this Charles Schwab has created an entity that they're going to be. Now they have involvement. Well, it's not just no longer your government who is interested in all of your doings on the internet. Now there's somebody who's wants to collaborate with all of these corporate entities about all of your activities on the internet.
Did you see anything on the space race or anything to do with space at all by chance?
Not that I can remember, and not to say it's not there, but like I said, there's so much information to take in that I just not been able to, So I have not.
So much.
There's a lot here. Yeah.
Dude, all of these hyperlinks. When you click on one, it takes you into a whole, and then you're reading that, and then you're like, okay, where was I? So then you you hit the back button, and then all of a sudden you're going, okay, well, let me check this out. And then you lose yourself in reading and you can't even remember where you're at anymore.
Yep. skimming time. Just
global issues is my section to peruse.
Yeah. I see AI in there. Artificial.
Yep, this is the big one.
I can't. What?
AI and COVID-19. That's an actual subcategory.
What I currently look at too is I look at the law and with the situation in the work of law and the justice in this thing as well, because they are putting these mandates on people. And I keep saying the only way a mandate can be powered is to get the majority of the public to comply with it, because they put all these mandates where you've got to wear a mask, we'll vaccinate, and blah, blah, blah. But I want to see where this foundation here, the global, and what in this, and what do they actually speak about?
They're crazy. Your voice is getting all crazy.
Sure.
Are you guys hearing this?
It's not too bad, but yes.
You're fading in and out.
A little jumbly.
It is interesting to me.
Justice and law, there, Eric. It's on the right.
Saying that, Jamie, jump out and then jump back in. I think you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, it's probably you, Jamie.
Reset real quick. It usually works.
It is. It's doing it. I can hear it too. That there is a lot of flutter and
mine.
Yeah, you.
When that happens, the time exhausts. A minute, a second or two ahead, and we all don't even.
I'll come back in. Drop out and drop back in.
Right. And well, as he drops out, we'll talk about this artificial intelligence, AI, and COVID-19. And look what it branches out to: media, entertainment, and sport, Internet of Things, global health. I mean, these are all the subjects related with AI and COVID-19. Corporate governance is one of them. Digital identity.
Are we taking a small break here for station identification?
No, we're on.
No.
Okay.
6 minutes left. Jamie, you back? Not yet. Okay. Did you want to share some other stuff?
Yeah, I'm back. Do I sound better?
Yeah.
Did you want to sound louder? That's for sure.
There was a.
Hello?
Do
you have other screen shares that you want to share?
The law and justice, and that's in that spot of it. Because, like I mentioned before, they keep changing the government, whether it's state or federal, they keep changing the law when it comes down to COVID. And I know it's there on that spider web that you're showing. Law and justice. Because, like I said, they put mandates in, but the only way a mandate can be accomplished or powered, I should say, if you have the majority of the people compliant. Without the compliance, mandates don't fall into place. So when you look at the Economic Forum there and you click on the justice and law, I want to jump right into that because, I've got family members in the federal police here in Australia, and and another thing too, is
Doom they still there? Are you there, Doom?
Yeah,
I'm here, and I just wanted to say something to Jamie is that when I said that, I didn't mean that in a negative context. When I said that you were louder, you were actually lower volume before, and you were coming in loud and clear now. I noticed that that looked like you might have had a hurt feelings there, and I didn't mean that in a bad context.
No.
Okay.
It's
I meant that all in good.
What I want to do is all is good. I just changing the subject just slightly so I go back to my point. I truly believe there should be one global network with the internet, especially when you're doing these type of shows and that gets audio dropped and in and out and the screen all fuzzy. There should just be one standard universal internet connection around the world, not all these 5G or broadband or what we got here in Australia.
Hardwired into the internet, you're going to get a way better connection.
Do you want to know what the problem with that thought is? Hold on one second. I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that into the mic. The problem here is that you have this. Do you remember all of the issues they were talking about as far as bringing lawsuits against somebody for using content from another country? And then you're going to have to put some kind of counsel in place to be the mediator, the arbitrator between an individual bringing a lawsuit against somebody in the United States for using their material. And then you start running afoul of rights and property, property, you know what I mean? That's the problem that I see with the whole global thing that you're mentioning. Keep that in mind. If we were to incorporate or implement something like that, it's going to cause a lot more problems than we already have. Okay, that's one.
Yep.
And two is that already, if we already have issues with places like China and other people stealing our intellectual property, can you imagine all of the countries that are going to be stealing our YouTube videos or our intellectual property and using them in their countries, and there's not a dang thing we can do about it because there won't be any kind of counsel in place to deal with arbitrary measures to there's no recourse.
There'll be a council in place. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations.
or hold on, the council, the World Economic Council.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was basically going to say the same thing. I've been saying it on air on and off for years. Basically, we do want to unify, but we only want to unify and connect once all our countries are under the people's control, under a fair system we all agree with. And in other words, if the entire world, I'm okay with one world order as long as it's a democratic republic or true self-disciplined, high integrity, high moral anarchists. One of them too will do just fine. And if we don't have that
constitutional republic, right?
Right. Yeah. In other words, right. A republic, a constitutional republic, but to varying degrees, to some degree or another, all countries are each other's enemies and are stealing information. And actually, I did want to say we need to pretty soon release all technical, all scientific knowledge for fair use for all, because it's all stolen. All of it is. In other words, anything China makes, everyone automatically has the right to produce in their factory or in their home and so on and take it from there.
Look at all this, and great points, Bill, as always. Look at all this disclosure coming out right now. And nobody, you know, for the most part, the majority of the population doesn't even care. They're not even blinking an eye, and they're disclosing a hell of a lot of stuff. Not even mainstream media, on Tucker Carlson, they're exposing this stuff.
But that's the thing. People have been brainwashed for so freaking long. They're like what, just like the movie They Live. They've been dumbed down sheep that consume, spend, vacation, spend your money. Don't look over here while we're doing this over there. The whole thing is people have been anesthetized to all of the stuff that's going on around them. So you could tell them right now that freaking aliens just popped up over the White House and are now in collaboration with the president. And they're probably, oh, yeah, it's just.
And they're going to fix his brain. Are they going to fix his brain?
There's no fixing that dude's brain. That dude is gone.
They're going to just replace it. But, Jamie, I mean, you did make a good point. We all, mostly citizens, you call us citizens, the public, are generally, on average, kind of in agreement. You know what I mean? We all want to generally get along. We all want to share and be social and meet each other across the globe. And we need a good backbone. I noticed the word backbone in that list to doom as well. But go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no.
That's exactly right. But that's exactly right. But another part of me too is that why should I waste my time on educating people when they don't want to spend a second looking into what we're talking about? They're too far gone. They're too far. And this is a This is the quantum battle I always face on a daily battle. You can't put brains into monuments. If they're going to be a statue, they're going to be a statue.
And statue? Things,
yeah.
During a time, I mean, they're taking all the statues down, like Roosevelt, by the way. Sorry to interrupt, Ben.
But majority of the people in the society, no matter which country you live in, they are going with what they've been told to do. The most thing that many people don't like in modern history is change. No one likes change, but you get used to it eventually.
The current statistics right now in the United States of America for vaccinated versus unvaccinated, it still is in favor of unvaccinated. So at least we have that, you know, right now is a little bit, you know, oh, you're not going to take some crazy ass experimental gene therapy and put it into your arm that all the animals died, all the ferrets died that it was tested on. It's for emergency use, but I didn't think we're in an emergency anymore. Where's the emergency that we're supposed to be in now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's an emergency.
Like, guys.
You know what I mean? There are still enough people that are questioning it, and even more that have taken it are coming in and starting to learn after the fact that what did I just do, and how do I detox from this now? So that's become a lot of the focus of a lot of us now is that, you know, we tried to freaking tell you, but okay, you figured it out. Now we're trying to get them to figure out how they can detox. Pine needle tea is one of the things that I've heard, but you know, once you're messing with your genes, that's a lot of pine needle tea. What do you think?
Well, see, it's different here in Australia. The reason being is we got two different governments here in Australia that make up one government. The federal government here in Australia relies on the state government to make up the Commonwealth. Now, the federal government can't really put any medical measures on the states. The states here in Australia, they're the government of the state. They're the ones that put their measures, the medical measures in place, the medical mandates in place. The federal government cannot impose a law in the state. It's got to come down. So the state of South Australia, where I am, everything that is mandated is from the state government. So don't worry about me not wearing a mask or not, but if the state deems that it's compulsory and you break their mandate for whatever reason, you get fined and put into prison in some cases by the state, not the federal. The federal here in Australia do not make any medical measures, whether they say you must do this or it comes down to the state government.
Well, the CDC ultimately is making all the other rules. Apparently, that was we missed that in the Constitution where it said that the CDC gets to, you know, write new laws and things.
Well,
guys, okay. I don't want to. We're getting close to the end. I don't want to forget.
I want to make one vital point very quick. You can forget about the Constitution, whether you're in America or in Australia or Great Britain. Currently, right now, under the COVID pandemic, the Constitution means deadly squat. You can stand firm on the constitutional law or the Constitution, and you can hold it in your heart. But realistically, the puppets in government, they don't give a crap about the Constitution. Therefore, you're taking a knife into a gun battle when you're facing the cronies and crooks in the government. The Constitution doesn't stand a chance against these cronies at the moment.
What Constitution? Let's talk about this guy that died here, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who died who announced that was it $2.3 trillion we're missing?
It was $2.1 trillion on September 10th. And according to him, the location of the evidence that will determine where the location of this money went or whatever would have been at the Pentagon and the exact location of where this plane allegedly hit. And was $2.1 trillion ever mentioned after the fact of 9/11? Absolutely not. And of course, if you read on to the story right here of Donald Rumsfeld, it goes on to state of his accomplishments that he's had over a lifetime. And the only thing I can think of that stands out to me is there are no unknown knowns. There are unknown knowns, but there are no known knowns. If that is an accomplishment, hell, I don't know what the hell that guy was talking about. And I don't think he did. So whatever he accomplished means absolutely diddly to me.
And that
but
was
anyway, go ahead.
Defense fund, right?
2.3 trillion disappeared. Well, 2.1 trillion disappeared, whether it be black ops, whether it be secret black hole freaking whatever. Yeah.
Yep. And
right.
This is right here. 9 months into his second tour as defense secretary, on September 11, 2001, suicide attackers attacked the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon, thrusting the nation into wars for which the military was ill-prepared. Why were they? There's so many different things we get into as far as the stand downs and why certain things weren't detected on radar. I mean, there was just so much. Anyway.
Why George Bush's good buddy from the owner of Aramark Corporation, which was part of the floor of the World Trade Center 7. Why was he in the loop? Why were there stocks being traded for the airlines? Real heavy, heavy sell-offs for the airlines before the moments of 9/11. So this is one of those rabbit holes that we could go on all night. But
we're 9/11 ninjas over here, kids. I don't tell with anybody who wants to try to debunk us. But I thought we'd give this guy a couple minutes to talk about his great contributions to humanity.
Oh, my God. I just did a video on him, but I actually put two other little heartwarming stories with the video that I did with, you know, mentioning him passing. A little kid in China doing a dance with all of these other dancers and a small little mini horse about the size of a pug dog. And I said, you know what? All three of these stories are heartwarming. You decide which ones are more heartwarming than others.
Jim, I also want to get your take on John McAfee.
Okay, well, of course, there's some interesting details that have come out after the fact. Is that allegedly Spain? He was in a Spanish prison, and that there was like some kind of order for him to be transferred over to the United States, and all of a sudden now he's dead. Allegedly, let's just hang that little word on there. Allegedly, hey, I can't even begin to pretend like I have all of the knowledge surrounding this guy because I don't. Like I said, I've had a lot of other things on my plate at the moment, and I have not been able to fully investigate his passing. But the details that I am seeing, they do warrant much investigation.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I had very little time, and we were going live that night. I think it was last week, right? Last Wednesday. We went live, and I'm researching as we're talking, but, you know, I wanted to wait and find out what the wife had to say. And, you know, what she had to say was he wasn't suicidal at all. Showed no, and even tattooed himself, showing that he would not suicide himself. So, you know, and the wife saying that. But the Spanish authorities, of course, there's no doom. There's no cameras. The cameras were either not working or they just didn't have cameras. Every single prison across the world. Unless
it has that same issue, especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein.
No footage. We're just supposed to trust Spanish stories. And we thought one scenario could be that, you know, McAfee was loaded. The guy was a genius that he could have actually faked his death to get out of being extradited. That could have been a.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad that you mentioned about being loaded. Jeffrey Epstein was also loaded. And here's the interesting details about Jeffrey Epstein. Just to take a little side note off of Mr. McAfee, is that Jeffrey Epstein attempted suicide not long before the successful attempt.
Correct? Oh, really?
Right. So we know that he was on suicide watch. But the whole thing was that he did not make any trust or any kind of will.
On suicide watch.
Trust.
Still was able
to suicide. So why did he not make a will or a trust before his first attempt? And then all of a sudden he had some kind of super secret visit by some female that is yet to be named. And with this visit, all of a sudden, 2 days later, he is making a trust, and then he attempts suicide and is successful. Yet all of the things that he used to rip up to make his noose, he had available right there with his breathing machine, his cord, the electrical cord. He could have just used the cord to kill himself. But, oh, no, I think I'm going to cut up sheets and make it very difficult on myself. Right. When you're rich and you can make yourself disappear, you can make things happen.
The running joke is, did you guys catch that Epstein funeral?
I did not.
No, nobody did because there wasn't one.
You reminded me of Floyd, though. When you said funeral, I thought of that fake Floyd funeral where they're dancing with the casket as if it's, you know, like feather light and nobody's in it and it's the wrong shape. Hopefully you guys can hear me, but
Go ahead. No, we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, share it, please.
Don't forget about Ghislaine. I call her Jizz, by the way. What's going on with her right now?
Smart Alec guy, you. That was a good one.
She is. Miss Ghislaine.
I like her abstinence. I like her responses to the questions that were put before her. And it was like she was very argumentative and very abstinent when it comes to providing answers to the questions that were put before her. I have the documents. I have them all. Yeah. And I was poring over them and I was going, boy, you bitch. And I'm sorry. I don't know if I could say that on Revolutionary Radio. Hi, all the listeners out there. I didn't mean that. I take it all back. Anyway, Ghislaine.
You can say Ghislaine.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I'm trying to turn this into a comedy show here. You know, I'm sorry.
Porn show.
Yeah. But she's been found to be suicidal now too. Shock, shock.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that interesting? It's just a matter of time before she's another one on the world stage who's, taking a nosedive on her cell floor or ripped up some sheets or whatever the heck. Yeah, and no cameras were available at the moment. Whatever, I'm just waiting for it to be.
As long as we're talking about these kind of people, let's talk. We might as well just in the news. Bill Cosby got released after 2 years. He was supposed to serve 3 to 10.
Must have been some type of good behavior. Maybe he didn't touch any women.
No, there was some technicality.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He got his conviction. It wasn't good time.
He got released early. Something.
Well, maybe he had to touch some men in order to get released early.
Yeah, there's a lot of pudding pops. He likes his pudding pops.
And the guy's name was, you guessed it.
See how many other things come forward. You know, he was convicted of drugging and raping a woman, convicted by a jury of peers. But some technicality got him off early after only 2 years. So he's pretty much toast. Though. I mean, that dude's name's toast.
I know it's no laughing matter, and you know, women involved, and I apologize, but this is pretty funny. Exactly how our justice system works for the guy who has money.
Right. Somebody was synonymous with freaking being like America's dad, who always had very clean. He was always very adamant about having clean comedy. Was released early for drugging and raping a woman.
Right.
So hopefully a lot of other women will come forward because we know dudes like this at that age. It's not their first rodeo, and there's other accusations coming his way. So I look forward to seeing him spend the rest of his time rotting in a jail cell. The rest of his life for the next things that are to come his way. But then again, if that happened, he'd probably be found hanging in his jail cell. Because that's how they
do. Dude, if we could go back to all of the whole Franklin cover up that, you know, the Larry King and the Federal Credit Union, the Franklin Federal Credit Union. Dude, there's so many people that were involved in the whole OFIT Air Force Base and child sex trafficking. And today they still walk free. And today they could still probably be linked to ping pong pizzas. Today they could be linked to all kinds of stuff. But you know what? They're not going to pay for their crimes because they're too influential. They're too powerful. They're too big to fall. And that's the problem. So
what happened to all those names in the black book and Epstein's black book?
I have a copy of that black book. And one of the reports I did is that some of them were CIA agents, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Right. And dude, then some are just shy.
It's another rabbit hole. It's another rabbit hole that I would just love to climb into.
Yep.
I have a lot of stuff on my plate.
Yep.
And I'm sorry to take up most of the time talking. I don't mean to do that. But you know what? I haven't been on here in so long.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm on a roll, like you said, I am on a roll.
Rock it out. We picked up another night too. Sunday is 12 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right.
Well, we are doing
technically would be Mondays now, wouldn't it?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Work out that
12 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
That's one hell of a long show, bud.
I think that would be Monday morning, Bill Grant. I think you were onto something there. I gotta double check. They're both both slots are available though. But
well, wait a minute, Doom. We normally have the after show. You coming on tonight on the after show? I got a little. I wouldn't call it a treat to show you, but something you might be interested in taking a look at from my past.
Well, sure. As long as it's not another rabbit hole for me to fall into, then I would enjoy it. I just don't have any more room on my plate for rabbit holes.
Jim, I'll send you the link here, right here on Skype, Doom.
I'll do it. I'll set it up. I'll set it up. Yep.
This thing right here, if you guys can see it,
is that some kind of electrical generator of some sort?
No, but other versions quite possibly could have become that. It's just related to me being asked to join those kind of groups, though. That's not free energy.
I wouldn't think free energy, but an energy source. But hey, we'll just have to wait and see on the after show exactly what you have to share. And
we'll talk about it a little more on the after show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Everybody in the chat room. We'll see you on the after show. On which station, Jamie?
It'll be either on my main one, Southern Truth, the White Tea Club.
Or YouTube Court. Check it out after show. Thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio, the number one listen supported radio station in the world. See you next week. Same place, same time. Welcome to the Resistance.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Revolution. Revolution. Radio. Radio.